Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Justice Minister Andrew Little is back for his weekly chat after last week being away. This week, polling might spell some bad news for the Labor Party, and why are the Greens planning to vote against new counter-terrorism legislation?
There's been a couple of polls this week by the major television networks, and they've actually both showed sliding support for the Labor Party. Are you at all surprised by this?
No, and look, we're in the second year of the three-year term. It tends to be the busiest term, and we've had some big issues, some internal issues that haven't, sat particularly comfortably with us and I think a lot of our traditional supporters. But actually, on the political issues, we've been confronting things like fresh water and climate change, and that is affecting a lot of people who are, some of whom aren't necessarily our best friends. But it does cause a bit of disquiet, so it's not surprising. But are we fazed by it? No, not at all. The numbers are holding up really well. We are still ahead of where we were when we, at the time of the last general election, and Jacinda's popularity ratings are holding up incredibly well. So this far out from the next general election, not particularly worried, but one never gets complacent about it.
And yeah,
we've got plenty to do.
Well, of course, though, being in an MMP system, one of those polls showed that realistically, the National Party could get back in with the supportive act. That must be a bit concerning.
I think that what has been really good actually in the last 2 years and with this government, which is a genuine coalition government, and where things, there's a lot of negotiation over where policy issues finally land, is that it hasn't damaged our two coalition and confidence of supply partners. Our polling has been up and down, which reflects on us as Labor, but it hasn't reflected on the government. I think that's a strength for us going into next year and going into an election campaign, is that we've proven that you can have a genuine coalition government and it doesn't damage...
But New Zealand First consistently below 5%, they wouldn't even get back in.
But we know that, look, they always do. They always poll below the 5%. During the course of the term, but they campaign phenomenally well, and as we know, there's always things that happen as a result of an actual campaign, and that happens in an actual vote. That means that they get the extra, 1 or 2 percentage points that they need to get them over the line. They've been doing that for the last 25 years, and no doubt that will continue. But you look at their numbers, and actually they're holding up reasonably well. And, on previous occasions, whether they've been in opposition or in government, they've polled way lower than where they are at the moment. I think the good thing is these recent polls are showing. And taking account of the volatility of these two particular polls anyway, because they're taken so far apart, the reality is those smaller parties, the Greens and New Zealand First, are holding up remarkably well.
The Colmar Brunton poll showed that 41% of people have a pessimistic outlook about the economy compared to 34% who are optimistic. I mean, as you well know, you're in surplus, so it seems a bit surprising. Why do you think that there's more people who are a bit concerned about the state of the economy?
I think, look, we know that in Auckland, house prices haven't maintained the completely unrealistic levels of price growth that they've had over the last sort of 15-odd years, and that sort of has a bit of a dampening effect. And I think people look around the rest of the world and people take on what they're hearing and seeing. We know there is a trade war between the US and China. That's having an effect. We know that Europe is slowing down. When Germany actually has... 2 quarters of negative growth, that actually that's a serious issue for Germany. We see what's happening with Brexit. That's causing disquiet and upset there. And I think New Zealand is, we look around and we think, gee, at some point this is going to affect us. So it doesn't really surprise me. When you look at what's actually happening, wage growth is the highest it's ever been. Government's producing a surplus. Money's being put in the right areas. The Provincial Growth Fund is seeing money going to the regions in a way it hasn't before. Actually, there's a lot to be optimistic about.
So none of the blame, you reckon, on your government itself for why people might be a bit pessimistic?
No, we have been, as Labor-led governments typically are, suitably cautious. I mean, the last Labor-led government had 9 surpluses in a row. We tend to be more careful about these things. And I think all the parties in this government are very reluctant to borrow more just to prop up government. And we budget conservatively. And actually, when you look at what happens, we produce a surplus. But then you also look around and see there's a whole heap of areas where the government has been underspending. Health is a classic example, but also in education. I know that in justice, particularly criminal justice, there's more that we could be doing that actually will have a long-term beneficial effect. So, look, I think on balance, we are suitably cautious and putting money in places where it hasn't been invested before.
Moving on to something that you're very strongly involved in, new counter-terrorism legislation has been introduced this week. What does that entail?
So this is about dealing with the very small number of cases, rare cases, of people who have gone, New Zealanders or New Zealand passport holders, have gone to overseas destinations to participate in clearly terrorist activity, as defined in our legislation and in resolutions of the UN Security Council, but who are likely to come back or could come back. And so people who are assessed as having done that and posing a risk, we want to have some means so that we can manage and mitigate that risk, at least for a period of time while they're back in New Zealand and reintegrating. And so the bill that was introduced yesterday provides for these, what we're calling, control orders. The way they work is that somebody is assessed as fitting the category. The police can go to the court, the High Court, and say, we know this person is on their way back. Here's what they've been doing. We think it fits these sort of descriptions, terrorist descriptions. We want these control elements, so things like banning going on the internet, reporting to the police, maybe being monitored through an electronic bracelet, for a period of up to 2 years while we assess the risk they pose, and if they are still radicalised, give us the opportunity for de-radicalisation. So it's about mitigating the risk to the community of that person coming back into New Zealand.
The Green Party are voting against the bill. Are they just playing politics? It doesn't seem like there's any real reason why you wouldn't support something like this.
Look, they have a long-standing principled view about human rights and civil rights. I respect that. But actually, I've had discussions with the Green Party. They've indicated that, look, they would like further discussions on it, and they want to see some safeguards. They haven't sort of specified which, but they say, look, if there were some further safeguards in the bill, then they could look at it and possibly vote for it. So look, we'll continue those discussions, as we will with the National Party too. I mean, we discussed this with the National Party before the bill was tabled. They've indicated they want sort of some harsh provisions in it. I'm not particularly a fan of that, but the National Party has come up with a couple of other proposals that I think are worth looking at. In the end, what I expect MPs right across Parliament to do is to be thinking carefully about the national security issues here and to be approaching it with that level of responsibility.
You said that if the National Party withdraw their support after the first reading, then it will be they who are leaving New Zealand as unsafe. Would that not be the same for the Green Party if they don't vote in support of it?
Yeah, the reason I sort of put it more on the National Party, the track record that Labor and National, as the two biggest parties in Parliament, have had for a long, long time is that we don't politicise issues of national security. We actually seek to work together on those. When we were in opposition, we did that with the Tixa legislation and the rewrite of the intelligence and security laws. We don't play politics with it. So I think there was a bit of chest beating yesterday because that's the state that National is in at the moment. It's in a bit of a funk. But I have confidence that once everybody takes a bit of a breather and a step back, actually we can have some constructive discussions, and I'm sure we'll get the support that we need.
So if what secures the National Party support is tougher penalties, you wouldn't be open to looking at that, really? You kind of want to keep it at the level it's at the moment?
Well, the thing is that the bill, I think, treads a very careful line. We're not dealing with people who have a conviction. These are people who are assessed as having carried out terrorist acts and who pose a risk, but they don't have a criminal conviction, so we can't treat them as if they are somebody with a conviction. But we do need to have some kind of constraints on them to minimise any risk that they pose. I think this treads a very careful line between the basic civil and human rights that anybody would expect as against the risk that some and a small number of individuals pose to the community. There is no need for harsh penalties. I mean, the penalties that are in the bill at the moment are consistent with, for example, the Returning Offenders Management Bill or Act that is in place, that the last government put in place, that we supported, and there's no reason to kind of depart from the principles there. So I don't see a need to get harsh. I think a couple of the other proposals the National Party has put up about identifying details and things like that are well worth looking at, but the more punitive aspects of this bill, I think, draw the line in the right place.
All right. Well, yes, it's certainly something we'll be following on with, I'm sure. So hopefully talk again next week. Thank you very much, Minister.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.